Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get the conversation started. Young Adults Talk presents Breaking Change, You Talk. Let's sit back and listen to our youth express how they feel about things going on in their lives and how they feel about the society they live in today. It's Breaking Change, You Talk, every Friday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YAT Radio. Sit back, relax, and let's enjoy the conversation being sponsored by Rotten Apple Productions.
All right. God bless you. Good afternoon. I pray that all is well with you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. What's going on? Pastor Rod hanging out with you, getting ready to bring our youth on for Breaking Change Youth Talk for this Friday afternoon. Let's get ready for it, y'all. Let's humble ourselves and send up a prayer to the Heavenly Father. Most gracious and merciful Lord, Father God, we come in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, as we're led with the Holy Spirit to always give you honor, glory, and praise. Lord God, we just want to say thank you for another day that you've blessed us to see, Father God, with breath in our bodies, in our right minds, Father God. Father God, we ask right now that you touch those that are struggling out in the world today, Father God. Heal those that are sick in their minds, body, or spirit, Lord God. Father God, uplift and motivate and strengthen and comfort those that are weak right now, Lord God. Father God, heal everyone, Lord God. We all have something going on, Father God. Father God, we ask you to come into our lives right now and do what you do, Lord God, and be God of our lives. Father God, we ask that you cover these young people that are coming on this afternoon, Father God. Take care of them and their families, Father God. Uplift, strengthen, and motivate them in the name of Jesus. We ask all of this right now, Father God, as we send prayers to you through the way, the truth, and the life, Lord Jesus Christ. We say amen, amen, amen. Everybody suit up. Put on your full armor of God. It's time for our young people to come on and break chains. It's Youth Talk right here on YAT Radio, Rotten Apple Productions. Right here, y'all. You ready? Let's go get them. Break chains.
Yeah. Pay attention to everybody.
Devil wears pride, and he's in the details. So I rock the spot, and pay attention to the details. Kill him, me, he fly. Wanna tilt the scale, see me fail. God got me angry on the right track. So I wonder if I'm covered by his pain. I'm so fly, I ain't gonna hell.
Wake me up from this nightmare, cause all I see on these social sites is a pocket of pictures of females that's twerk too for a cheap price. Little dudes, they tone guns, wanna be a thug, so you a killer, right? Showing love, get you killed tonight. Showing money, get a lot of life. That's Instagram fame overnight. Don't believe those lies, Lucia telling you. The devil's in the details, too much television and radio. Nonsense on YouTube that aspires you like the king of Jews when you set the standard for being right. A J. Cole world out chill and without Christ. Life. Ain't think twice when I wrote this. Hope all the little kids quote this. Blind eyes being open. No optical illusion, we focus. What they talking about, said I'm preaching. Sympathetically speaking, no deacon. And I'm saying not just on the weekend.
Devil wears pride, and he's in the details. So I rock the spot, and pay attention to the details. Enemy fly, wanna tilt the scale and see me fail. God got me aimed on the right track. So I wonder if I'm covered by the angels.
I got a purpose,
yeah, yeah.
And it don't matter what I gotta go through, I know that it's worth it,
yeah, yeah.
I spit my experiences, blood and sweat and tears over these verses,
yeah, yeah.
Been through hell and I water, so I know I got a lot to work with,
yeah.
Whole lot,
yeah,
to work with,
yeah.
Putting on the devil like I'm serving on him. So take this pop up, close the curtains on him, and I ain't acting like I'm perfect, homie. Cause I got problems, but I'm working on them,
yeah.
This is a daily walk, yeah, yeah. A daily walk, people expecting the babes to walk and make but your decision, that's crazy talk,
that's crazy.
Big brother and I, and I show compassion to the liver, not to try to make it happen. With love and kindness we draw, so we can pass them. The least among us is watching your reaction.
Yeah,
you listen to this chorus and you thinking it's about fashion.
Yeah.
Come follow me deeper in that water under the rabbit. Pay attention to the detail. A lot of times we fail, need to repent and then bounce back. Back on the scene like a resale. Yeah, see all things work together for good to prevail. But but we gotta let go of that sin, cause the thinking is nonsense like a piecemeal.
Devil wears Prada, and he's in the details, so I rock the spot, and pay attention to the details, in the meat fight, wanna tilt the scale and see me fail, God got me faint, on the right track, so I won't derail, I'm covered by the angel, I'm so fly, I ain't going to hell.
Bosses ain't gotta brag about it. Gangsters don't have to advertise. Christians, man, we just walk it out. Niggas see the difference off in our lives. I mess up, gon' get penalized. Cause my big bro, he been alive. What he did for me on Calvary, man, that's history. No archives, I got the Holy Spirit, so I ain't tongue-tied. I'ma finish the race and I don't get tired. And it's still death to religion. You believe that, you forgive it. Said it's all about that relationship. He created it in the beginning. And I refuse to let this go to waste. Had to get a taste of the grace. And all dogs on the but that's why he's so worthy. Second sound like Abraham, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Without money, I'm still something, but without God, I'm nothing. I see the enemy round the corner, put a fresh anointing up on me. I'm plugged into the source, so when he speak, I hear his voice. I'ma rub the kingdom till I go west. They're gonna feel me, they ain't got no trust. Yeah, I'm plugged into the source, so when he speak, I hear his voice. I'ma rub the kingdom till I go west. They're gonna feel me, they ain't got no trust. Yeah.
Devil wears Prada. And he's in the details, so I rock the spot, and pay attention to the details, in the meat fly, wanna tilt the scale and see me fail, God got me aimed, on the right track, so I won't derail, I'm covered by the angel, I'm so fly, I ain't gonna hell.
It's Youth Night.
Listen to our young people break chains.
With Young Adults Talk, right here on YAT Radio.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to the show. What's going on? Breaking Chains, Youth Talk. Get involved in the conversation. Call your friends, call your friends, call your friends. Let them know we got a conversation, a show just strictly for our teenagers and young adults. 858-357-9137. What's going on? I am the co-host, Pastor Rod, hanging out. Want to turn it over now to our hostesses, the two sisters. Running the show today. So let's get the show started. Good afternoon, ladies. Introduce yourself and let's start the show.
Good afternoon. I'm Raybel and I'm here with my sister, Kristen. So today we're going to be talking about kind of how, you know, teenagers or, you know, people around my age, whatever you want to say, how we think and, you know, our thought processes. Because, you know, our thinking and our thought processes kind of correlate, you know, with all the other topics that we've brought up, because, you know, of course, you know, with the topics that we've talked about, we all have our certain opinions. Like, for example, when we're talking about TV, some people think it's bad, some people think it's good. So I kind of wanted to, like, today talk about why we think those things and, like, you know, and, like, kind of what's behind our thinking. Because, and I think this is a good topic to talk about because when teenagers do stuff, I know me personally myself, my mom would be like, why did you do that? What were you thinking when you did that? Like when you get in trouble or something. Or sometimes, you know, adults or older people just don't understand like what goes through our heads sometimes. So that's why I wanted to talk about this. So I want to start off by saying, you know, we've talked about the media a lot, you know, social media, TV. And I think that has greatly impacted our thinking. And I personally say this because I, you know, like, I didn't know before like, quarantine and I was on TikTok a lot, I didn't know. Like, I knew what Black Lives Matter was. I knew about that. I knew about it. But until then, it started being brought more to my attention. So I started learning about it even more. And then as I started learning about it, it became something that was super important to me. So I think the social media and the media in general plays a very important part in what we think. And I wanted to say, I agree with Ray about, like, before quarantine and stuff started, before I was on my phone as much, I didn't know as much about Black Lives Matter and more And now I'm more, you know, aware of it. And now, like, every time something, well, not every single time, but most of the time when something happens, like, to minorities, I know about it because of social media. So that's definitely a way that it has affected my thought process, because now it has made me take it to mind, like, this stuff really goes on because the news doesn't cover it as much.
Yeah, and I think with, you know, with a lot of stuff being on social media, like Chrissy said, we're more aware of our surroundings, which I think is a good thing because, you know, I think me personally, without, if I didn't have social media, or even a phone, I probably wouldn't know as much as I do about current events as, like, and what's actually happening in our country. So, you know, that's why I think personally, because, like I said, the media affects our thinking. And then, like, you know, like we were saying, kind of all going back to, you know, when we were talking about COVID, we were saying, you know, our we changed, like, how we dressed and how we, and, like, stuff we did. So, you know, that, again, is an example of how it affects our thinking. And also, you know, people on social media, and it could affect our thinking in bad ways because, you know, obviously, everything you see on social media is not true. So, like, you're going to come across some things, and it's going to say, and it's not going to be true. And a lot of people don't know that everything you see is not true, or they might know, but they don't care or don't acknowledge it. So, you know, they'll believe anything they see on the internet. So I think especially with teenagers and people my age, you know, some people are negative, their thinking is impacted negatively because they'll believe everything they see on social media. Because, and like, as I do on every podcast, I like to see, you know, the negative and the positive. And that's kind of like with the media side of how that affects our thinking, that's kind of the positive and the negative, because it can affect us positively because it can teach us new things. But while teaching us those things, we can see false information. And it's not even only teenagers who see this false information and don't step back to think that it's false. Like, it's even adults. Like, you'll see adults post, like, you need to eat three things of garlic and some onions and you'll get cured for coronavirus. And then they'll repost it, and people keep reposting it. But you don't even know if that's true. So, like, it's just things like that. Because you got something you want
to
add?
Yeah, I wanted to agree with Ray about how it can impact us in a negative way. It can also spread negative information about things. Like, it can, like, most of the time. Sometimes it doesn't. But, like, it can spread negative information. Negative. It can give you a negative narrative on things and make you, like, insecure about things and that you wasn't even insecure about at first. But it's pushing you, and it's like, hey, this is bad. So it can also be negative, and it can affect your mindset in a negative way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then,
so go ahead.
No, you can go ahead.
I just wanted to ask a question about what you were saying when you talk about the negative and positive, because that's great that you do that. So the negative side of the mindset, and you, like you said, it affects adults as well. When we see these things in the media and things that are going on social media, and the way that it does affect our way of thinking, do you feel that we spend enough time researching and analyzing things before we intake it into our systems? Because, you know, the scripture does tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but by the renewing of our minds. And that whole scripture is real deep. Do you feel that we just jump on it real quick, or do we take the time to analyze things before we intake that? How do you feel about that?
I definitely thought, well, speaking from a personal perspective, I don't think I take enough time to, you know, look into stuff. Because sometimes I see a post that says, hey, sign this petition because someone, you know, got attacked by the police or something like that. My first instinct is, let me go sign that petition, or let me go repost that petition. And it could be, you know, a fake petition or something. So I definitely think at times I don't take the time out to research Well, I don't think I ever really take, like, if I'm being completely honest, because I'm not going to say that every time I see a post, I go research it. I don't really often. I just kind of go off my instinct and say, well, that looks like it's true, so I believe it. So that's why I said, because I don't want to seem like I'm just saying that people do that, because I just think people do that. I say people do that because I know I do it personally myself. Like, if I see a post that says this happened and it sounds believable, then I'm probably most likely going to believe that it happened.
And I want to agree with Ray on that. Like, I usually don't take time to research and see if it's true. It's usually just like my instinct. If it sounds fake, then, yeah, I might look into it. Or, like, look into the comment section. Because usually, if something is fake, you can obviously, on social media, you can look into a comment section and, you know, see if it's fake or not. But, like, I usually, like, it's like Ray said, it's an instinct. It's common sense. If it seems real, then, like Ray said, even with the petition, even if it was a fake petition, if it's not negatively affecting someone, you don't really need to. It's no really purpose to look into it, because all you have to do is sign it. It's not harming anyone.
But when we do stuff like that, because, you know, when we don't pay attention to things and we get so accustomed to the way things are going and the way things are around us, and we don't pay attention to things, do we take the time, and I got to ask, but do we take the time, and we're talking about your generation now, but this affects everybody, honestly. Do we take the time to put God first, like the scripture? Because there's a lot. What is the mindset on your generation when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, what God asks of us? Do we spend enough time putting that first before we do anything? How do you all feel about that at your age?
I definitely think that some people do, because, you know, you can go on social media and see, you know, a handful of people, you know, posting about God or posting about scripture or posting about, you know, religious things. But I definitely don't think it's true for the vast majority. And you can kind of tell whether it's not true just by, like, how people act. Like, I don't know. It's just something, like, the way people act, you can tell that they don't put, like, it sounds like I'm judging people, which I think I might be. But I don't know how I'm trying to word it. But I don't think that a lot of people do put God first in everything they do. I don't think they put God first in a lot of things that they do. And I think the reason why they don't is because they just think that, you know, if I believe in God, I'm lame or born or whatever. And I feel like if you believe in God, you shouldn't be ashamed. Because you said you wanted to answer.
I agree. I definitely agree with Ray. I feel like most people in this generation, they, like, some people do, but, like, most people have, said to their own perspective of things, like you said, reading over stuff and analyzing it. Most people don't, like, agree with everything in the Bible. Like, after reading it, they don't agree with everything in the Bible, and necessarily religion, so they have steered away from it. And I don't see a problem with that. But some people also, they've developed their own opinions about things, but some people have stick to that because that's what they believe in. So I feel like it's not like, oh, most people, and like, it's not a 50-50 thing, but it's not really something that you can, like, determine.
Right. Well, yeah, you're absolutely correct, because everyone has their own opinion. Everybody has their own thought process, so you're absolutely correct. And Ray Bell, you're definitely not judging anyone, because what you're actually doing is actually what the scripture says that we should do. So you are in accordance with the word of God, because in 1 John 4:1, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits by the spirit." So that's what you feel something that is incorrect, that is not proper, because you know God. So you know everybody's not on the same page. So that's understanding. That's the purpose of the conversation today, about our mindsets. And so let's get on with that. The way that you see things and think about things, and the way the adults see things and think about things. Why do we had this show a few weeks ago about the gap? Why do you feel that gap is so big? Is it because of the difference in the way of thinking and the way we see things? I know that is what it is, but talk about that. Why we can't get on the same page and close that gap more with the way that we think and the way that we teach you and the way that you accept things from us?
Yeah, I definitely think, like I said, the reason why I want to talk about this actually is because of what you just said, because of the gap. Because me and my mom think very differently. Like, you know, of course, because I'm a child, I might say, like, okay, well, I'm sorry. Well, my mom, she might say, I'm the adult, so what I say goes. But then because I'm a child, and I'm pretty sure that's not even the reason why, I would think, you know, just because she says it, even though I should do what she says, sometimes what she says, you know, doesn't make sense, or I don't want to do it. So, like, I definitely think that thought process, because my mom, you know, she was raised, she's not old, but she's, you know, of course, older than me. And so, and she was raised by my great-grandma, which is her grandma. So, you know, when she would talk back, you know, she would, you know, get in trouble. She would get, you know, to get hit or something. But, you know, nowadays I think because time has changed, I don't think, you know, me personally, I don't think that talking back, of course it's wrong to talk back to your parents disrespectfully. But, you know, sometimes, you know, if your parents said something, you might need to say something back. And I don't necessarily think you should, you know, talk back and be disrespectful. But I would say, you know, if your parents said something and you don't agree with them, try to maybe, you know, convince them. But, you know, adults don't think like that. So I think that's part of the reason for the gap, because we just think so different. And our parents were raised so different than we are being raised now.
I definitely agree with Ray. I think what's also causing the gap in those different mindsets is people in this generation, since they're not getting, and I think I've said this before, but since they're not getting beaten when they say something, you know, they have time. They want to develop their own, you know, perspective on things. And I feel like it will also be not as of the gap if adults also just, like, kind of not exactly, like, give their child, like, you know, not take, you know, not supervise their child and be a parent to their child, but let their child have their own opinions about things. Because if they don't, then their child is going to grow up not even knowing and being forced to be something that they're not, because that's what they have learned, and they're not going to have their own opinion about things. So I think that's also causing the gap, not listening to your child and, you know, seeing and
seeing their side.
Yeah, and just validating their opinion.
Yeah, and I definitely, like Chris was saying, like seeing your child's side, I kind of wanted to talk about this and kind of how I've seen things, because I know a lot of adults listen. So I kind of wanted to talk about this, so, you know,
absolutely,
adults can hear this and say, this is how maybe this is how my child thinks, and maybe I need to think about, you know, doing this with my child or doing this with a child. And then it was something I said last week. I can't really think of it right now. I'm probably think of it a little bit later, and I'll bring it back up. But, you know, it was along the lines of, you know, letting your child, because like you said, you can't restrict your child so much to where they don't know. Like my dad, he always told me that the people that he knew at high school that were restricted their whole high school, when he went to college, they grew up to be the ones who were addicted to drinking and stuff like that. And because their parents, I'm not saying you should let your child drink, of course, but when parents restrict their child so much, you know, they go, and also with parents being really strict, when you're really strict to your child, you make them want to rebel and be disobedient, and then they learn how to lie to you and keep stuff behind your back. So that's kind of why I want to talk about this, because, you know, when parents, and I'm not saying don't discipline your child, don't tell your child right from wrong, but when you're, like, too strict, you end up causing the thing that you're trying to prevent.
Absolutely.
that's definitely
yeah, I agree with Ray with the strict thing. I feel like being strict on your child is not teaching them to be obedient. It's teaching them to learn how to lie to you and rebel against you, like Ray said. They just learning new ways to lie to you and sneak behind your back and, you know, get away with it. So being strict on your child doesn't really help. And when once they get out, and it can often turn into toxicity. And once they get out of that situation, they kind of, you know, rebel, and they start acting like their parents were, you know, not as strict on them. And also,
And also, going along with that, kind of, you know, adding another piece to it, also, when you're, like, too strict or too hard on your children, your children don't trust you. Like, I've heard this from, like, some of my friends. Like, their parents are strict or hard on them. So when they do something that's bad or wrong, they don't want to tell their parents, or because they don't want to get in trouble. So, you know, at least me, I think that, like, when you're less hard on your child and kind of nice to them and stuff like that, they're more likely to tell you if they do something bad, or if they do something that's wrong or not right or any of that stuff. So I definitely think that's, you know, one more reason why, like, parents should stop being as strict and hard on their children.
And I also want to add on real quick, this is what I was going to say. Often parents find themselves being less stressed when they're not as strict on their child and not worried about what their child is doing every single second. They find themselves less stressed than parents who, you know, actually give their child freedom and not as strict on them.
I'm listening to this. Hold on before we go further. I want to talk about this a little longer, because what I'm listening to is that parents are being too strict. Children want to have more say so in how they're raised, and you know what I'm saying. We need to back up off you and give you more free will and more access to do what you want. Okay, so let's talk about that, because you say too strict, and you know, some parents are strict. You know what I'm saying? Some parents do go overboard. But here's the thing. Being a child, how is it that a child is able to tell a parent, you know what I'm saying, how to raise them and how to run things? That's number one. Number two, whether you believe in the Bible or not, you know what I'm saying, it says train up a child in the way that they should go. When they older, they will not depart from it. We have to make sure, and I want to make sure that we get an understanding here, because I'm glad that we are talking about this. We need to bridge that gap, because that's a big gap in itself. Because y'all want to have more say-so and leeway of what you should be doing with your life right now as a teenager, a child, young adult, whatever you categorize yourself with, that's fine. However, how is it that you want to have more say-so in the way that you are raised and what you should be doing? What do you think you should be doing as a young person? What is it that you think you should be doing?
I want to say, I don't believe that it's teenagers telling their parents how to raise them. I just simply think that it's not that they're telling their teenagers. I mean, they're telling their parents how to raise them. It's mm-hmm. trying to say, hey, this is affecting me. Like, because some things that parents do can affect the child's mental health. So I think it's all about communication.
You're right.
With your kids. Instead
I
of,
agree.
You know, a kid trying to tell their parent how to raise them. It's just all about communications. I don't think anybody, well, most kids are not trying to say, hey, you raised me like this. I think they're just trying to say, hey, I would prefer you not to do this and, you know, yell at me every time I do something, you know, because
okay.
It's affecting me mentally.
That's good. I like that, because you're absolutely correct about that, because we should have better communication with you. And not only that, when you said that when they are strict on you and they get hard, it makes you rebel and makes you start lying and makes them start acting out. So what do you consider being too strict? What is your mind saying to you when a parent is being too hard. Talk about that.
When your parent is being too hard, in the moment, my mind is like, if my mom is yelling at me or saying something to me, my mind for a second just goes blank. Because then I'm trying to think. Like, if I know she's about to be mad or something, I'm trying to think, like, trace myself. Like, what did I do? So, like, it's kind of blank at the moment. And then when she says something, I'm kind of annoyed or I want to say the opposite. And sometimes, well, most of the time, I try to, you know, hold myself back because sometimes, and I will admit that I do stuff or say stuff or want to say stuff that I know is going to get me in trouble or that I know is wrong. Like my mom said, why didn't you clean up the dishes? And then I want to say, I didn't clean them up because I didn't want to. But I know I'm not going to say that to my mom because I'm going to get in trouble. So it's just weird.
But do you be thinking that?
Yeah. Like,
you be thinking
I think that.
Okay.
Oh, should I or do I?
No, I'm saying, do you be thinking that? You don't say it, but do you be thinking it at that moment?
Yeah. Like, I know I'm thinking it, but I know I'm not going to say it. Like, I think I didn't watch them because I didn't want to, but I'm not going to say it to my mom because I know
right.
I say I didn't watch them because I didn't want to, it's going to come off as super disrespectful. So.
Right. So thinking it, though, by you thinking it, doesn't that affect your demeanor and your attitude? If you're thinking it, doesn't that affect the way that you're acting at that moment?
I definitely think it does because me personally, like, mm-hmm. I've heard this from a lot of people that, like, when I'm mad, you can kind of see it in my facial expressions.
Right.
And you can, and I don't even do it. Like, I can't control my facial expressions, obviously, but it's really hard for me to control my facial expressions and how I look. So I know, like, when I'm mad or upset or sad or anything, my mama, she can always tell. Like, I could just be sitting in my room looking normal, and if I'm sad, she'll ask me, is something wrong? And then if I say no, she's going to say it is something wrong because she just knows me really well. And, like, she can tell when I'm mad and when I'm not.
I wanted to answer the question that you had asked me first about, what do you think when parenting gets too strict? I honestly think, just not letting your child, like what I said before, having a lack of communication, not letting your child speak and voice their opinion in the house, and taking everything as disrespectful, also yelling at your child, and also having those issues where, like, everybody has, you know, moments where their temper is, or they get angry, but, like, not having... being mentally stable before having a child, therefore you're taking all that out on your child. I think that's scary. So that, and just like all around, not letting your child have, I'm not saying that you just let your child run wild, but not having them, letting them have freedom and making them be in the house all the time. Therefore they can't hang out with their friends. You know, they're just in the house, you know, doing house responsibilities. Stuck in the house all day, I feel like that's mental health. So I feel like that's just being too strict.
Okay. So talking about that, I want to make two comments. Ray, you was talking about, you know, I'm not going to say this because, listen, we were children too. So I know exactly what you're talking about. I rebelled too. But, you know, it's something because you said that I be thinking it, but I'm not going to say it because it's going to get me in trouble. But, you know, your mother knows when you're upset because she sees it on you. And, you know, it's something because Romans chapter 7, verse 19 starts off saying, "For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is more that I do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." So I read that because, you know what I'm saying? We want to do good, but the presence of evil and sin is on our mind, so it prevents us from doing the right thing. So it pushes us back and rebel against the parent. Okay, so, and then, you know, Kristen, you said something about the communication. So when you're having something going on in your mind and you're having some issues with things, Don't you think that is best that you should go to your parents and the parents should be talking to the child no matter what the situation is? Shouldn't we have that type of trust within each other to have that kind of communication that you're talking about, Christian, so that we can always be talking about everything that's going on with you?
Yes, I definitely do, because when you don't have that communication, the child doesn't open up to you as much, and that causes them to rebel be as mentally stable because they feel like they can't talk to their own parent about something.
Yeah, I wanted to agree. I was going to say something similar. I was going to say that I definitely think that we should have that type of communication where if you're having an issue, the first person you go tell is your mom. But that's not always the case. And I think it's because going back on, some parents, like when their child tries to open up, they might say, oh, you're worrying for no reason, or shut down their issues or belittles their problems. So, people might not want... Children might not want to, open up to their parents. And, I'm saying this because it's not something I've experienced firsthand, but, a couple people, have told me, and that we'll be talking about something. I'll be like, why don't you go tell your parent or your mom or your dad? And they'll be like, I don't feel comfortable talking to them. Or when I talk to them, they just say blah, 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 or blah, blah, blah. So I definitely think that the communication is kind of the issue, like Kristen was saying, because when your child comes to you and says, Mom, I feel like I might be depressed. And you say, oh, that's nothing. You're not depressed. What do you have to be depressed about? It kind of makes them say, I'm not going to go talk to her about that again because she just shot down my issues and shot down.
I also agree with Ray. Also, something that causes a lack of communication, also judging your children for things that everyone does. I feel like you shouldn't judge your children because that makes them be like, well, I don't feel comfortable talking about anything else going on in my life because you're judging me and making me feel like I'm not welcome.
Wow. We're having a great conversation. I am so glad y'all came up with this topic and we're discussing this today because we need to hear from you, because I think that we a lot of us, and I add we in there because, I have to include myself and everybody, all adults, have been a child first. And I think that once we get grown and we have our own children, we tend to forget a lot of things that we went through. And then some of the things that we went through was hard, like some of the things young people are going through at home today and some beyond. Some adults grew up in homes where they were being verbally, physically, and mentally abused. So when they had children, they still were in a shell. So there are a lot of things that go on within an adult. And then when they have children, you know what I'm saying? And you mentioned that, Christian, about that mental stability about having a child when you got some mental things going on. So that's true. We're going to come back. We'll take a quick break. And, man, we're having a powerful conversation. It's Breaking Chains, you talk. And I want you to remember something now. The scripture says, train up a child in the way he should go when they're older, but they will not depart from it. So whatever that you're feeding to your children as they grow, that's something they're going to always remember. That's something that's going to be with them. So be very mindful the way we're teaching our children. We need some urban missionaries to hit the streets. Our young people need you out there, and we need them. Let's crank up and get ready, y'all. It's time to break chains. You talk is on the radio. YAT Radio is live, being brought to you by Rotten Apple Productions. Break the chains.
Yeah. Man, it sound like some straight superhero music, don't it? Sound like somebody about to swoop down out the sky. But I hate the day.
Swoop down out the sky, man. That'd be some good
news.
He
came rocking up. That's what it sound like, though. About his father's biz. He was an urban missionary.
He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. Once upon a time I was posted on the block with a 40 on my hip and a pocket full of rocks. Out there acting bad, steady ducking, dodging cops. Seen a whole bunch of people, so I pulled over stops. There's some church folks, I would say to my surprise. Then this preacher
came to me, asked what else I do but grind. I stood there for a minute and I took a little time. I told him I'm a rapper, so he asked me for some rhymes. When I finished rapping, he just stood there with a smirk. Then he asked me, could he take me to some rappers from his church? He took me to this dude that looked just like me, with some Tim's on his feet and a fresh white tee. When that boy spit, I seen that fire in his eyes, and he told me for my sin was the reason Jesus died. I told him that was dope, and I asked him what's his name. He reached and shook my hand, and he told me it was plain. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. I know this dude that live off in the worst part of the city, where bangers get bust and them boys live gritty. Right outside his crib, they be posted selling dope, but he moved there because he know the gospel brings hope. He take them in his crib, bring them right up off the streets, give them food for their belly and some books they can read. I'm glad he moved in because he's so into a need. If it weren't for dudes like him, I'd be still smoking weed. Out there on the block, tryna come up on some G's. Probably be up in my grave, make a rest or I pee. Man, he took us in his crib and let us meet his wife. I was already saved, but that day changed my life. He said and told us stories how that drama got real, how they shot up in his crib, white, almost got killed. Man, I sat there listening to him with tears in my eyes. Every word that he spoke lit a fire deep inside. Have you ever take a trip to the west side of the shot? Go and look that boy up, man, his name Brian Dye. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. There's a dude on the corner that's out there smoking weed. They need to hear the truth, cause the truth is set them free. There's a baby in the building that don't got no food, cause a mama on the block trying to get it from them dudes. Ain't nothing wrong with you going overseas, but there's people on your same street need to be free. If you wanna do a mission, you ain't gotta look far, cause some people need to hear the truth in your backyard. On the bus stop, girls at the beauty shop, dudes at the barber shop, the people at the car wash, the dudes sitting next to you at the coffee shop. We supposed to hit the hood until it look like God's block. Until we die, we some urban missionaries. Until we underground and in the cemetery, it's time to go to war, ain't no time to be scared. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. We some urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
It's Youth Night.
Listen to our young people break chains
with Young Adults Talk right here on YAT Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. What's going on? Break the chains. Youth Talk, 858-357-9137. You like to have a topic talked about with these young people? Send us an email at webreakingchains@gmail.com. Write it down, webreakingchains@gmail.com. Welcome back to the show. I'm the co-host, Pastor Rod. Got Ray and Christian Bell hanging out with me this afternoon. Hey, let's jump back in. Listen, we was talking about some great things. I want to ask you something now. I want to go to two places before I put this out there. The first thing is Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Okay, that's the first one. Remember that, Romans 12:2. But it goes on and really to say that then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will for your life. Okay, so then I want to go over to Galatians, write it down, Galatians 5 chapter 5 and go down and start at verse 19 and read all the way through. But it also, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And I want to bring up the fruit of the Spirit simply for a reason, because you talked about your friends, and you talk about your parents having not letting you hang out with your friends and so forth and so on. So we talk about friends and who our parents allow us to hang out with. Number one, a parent is going to have that concern and want to know who you're hanging out with. All right. And now that I know better, you know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that my friends, and even now, and friends that, you know, my children are grown, but, you know, even y'all and my grandchildren, listen, they should be able to display the fruit of the Spirit, which is have love in their heart, have joy, have peace, have forbearance, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So when it comes to your friends, what do you think that a parent should do about having some say so about your friends?
I think that parents should definitely be allowed to, you know, have say so about your friends, because, you know, when your friends hurt you or are mean to you, they're the first person you're gonna come talk to. But I think, oh, like I said last week, was when parents say you can't do things or you shouldn't do things, that parents should explain it. So, like, when your parents right. says, I don't want you hanging out with that girl, they shouldn't say, I don't want you hanging out with that girl because I said so. They should say, I don't want you hanging out with her because I think she's a bad influence, and I think that she's going to influence you to do this or influence you to do that. So, you know, it goes back to, you know, explaining to your child, because, you know, a lot of adults will say, well, that's my child. I don't owe them an explanation. But I believe you should give your child an explanation, because I know me personally, with my mom, if she tells me not to do something, I'm going to know why does she not want me to do that. And, you know, it just kind of makes more sense to me when she says, I don't want you to do that because, you know, it kind of gives me a reason. And it doesn't make me feel like she's just saying that just because, like, or like for example, like if I ask her, can I go somewhere and I need some money, and she says, I don't want you to go. If she doesn't tell me why, I'm just thinking that she doesn't want me to go because she doesn't want to give me no money. But if she says, I don't want you to go because I need you to help me with your grandma or something, then that's understandable. So I think it's just, you know, explaining to your kids, because, you know, we have the mindset of if they are not telling us why they don't want us to do something, then it must be something, like, it must be my fault. So, like, when you say, I don't want you hanging out with them, if my mom just said that, I would think I was getting in trouble. But if she says, I don't want you hanging out with them because they are this, then I would say, oh, it's not my fault, or you're not doing this just to, you know, spite me or whatever. Because, obviously, your parents aren't trying to spite you, but a lot of people do think that, you know, when their parents don't let them do something, they're just doing it because they're being mean, or they don't want their parents doesn't want them to grow up or go out or whatever.
Mm. So do you feel that that's not, I want to ask you about this, because when you say that, do you think a parent would feel like, child, I don't owe you no explanation, I just said so? How do you, what about that right there?
I definitely think, because, you know, a lot, like I said, a lot of our parents were kind of raised, you know, a little bit old fashioned. So that's what they think. And I think that's kind of not a right thing to think, because I know, like, you know, adult and parent are equals, but, you know, we're all humans. So I think, like, because we are humans, you know, we kind of owe, we're not owed an explanation per se, but I just feel like, you know, to be a better parent, or to be, you know, not even nicer, like maybe a kinder parent, you should just, you know, explain to your child. Because, you know, a lot of parents and a lot of people, a lot of adults, they're not even parents, that say, well, I don't owe any child an explanation. But, you know, children, you know, teenagers, they don't know, if they don't know exactly what you're trying to say, I know me personally, I'm just going to assume the worst. And, you know, that's not good for someone just to assume the worst, because then they're going to start thinking that you don't like them, or that you don't trust them. And that's an important thing, that, you know, teenagers think that their parents trust them. Because I wouldn't want for my mom not to trust me. So, you know, you know, saying things like, I don't owe you an explanation, or you're doing it because I said so. You know, they kind of loosen the trust between you and your child, which is a very important thing.
I definitely agree with Ray. Also, I feel like if you just say, because I said so, it's also giving a lack of communication between you and your child. And it's making them feel like, oh, well, you just don't want me to do this because it's something, you know, you're mad, or you don't want me to, you know, be a child. Like, it creates a lot of anger between you and your parent. So that's, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, because, you know, and because when there's a lack of communication, that it kind of creates anger between, you know, both parties, because when, you know, you're angry at your mom, she's going to be angry at you for being angry at her, and then you're angry at her for being angry at you for being, so it's just, you know, a cycle. And so, like, you know, just explaining stuff, and not only parents explaining stuff to their kids, but kids explaining stuff to their parents. Like, instead of just saying, Mom, can I have $50? Maybe say, Mom, can I have $50 so I can buy some new clothes or some new shoes or whatever? Because, you know, they're, like, I don't want it to sound like we're just putting the lack of communication all on the parents, because lack of communication can be caused by, you know, the teen just not telling their parents things because they just don't want to. Yeah, because I don't want to make it seem like we're just saying parents are bad, adults are bad, you know, whatever.
Right.
Because we're not, because, you know, there's always going to be issues on both sides of the party.
Absolutely. And we don't take that to heart like that at all anyway. This show is made to listen to you all and hear what's on your mind and how you feel and what's in your heart. So with that, we have to, that's something that, in listening to you, something that we have to work on as parents, as adult and adults, even that don't even have children, but dealing with young people, is that we need to have better open communications with our youth. That's one of our main issues, correct?
Yeah, because, you know, better communication, because communication is key, and it can help, you know, of course, you know, communication is not going to solve every problem in the world, but it can definitely help resolve a lot of problems and issues that a lot of people have, and it kind of can help solve personal issues, because I know when I'm dealing with something that's hard on me or hard for me, if I go talk to not only my mom, or even my sister or a friend or anybody, when I go talk about it, but especially with my mom, because she knows, like, you know, all the right things to say. But when you go talk about it, you know, it kind of helps you feel better, and it helps, you know, resolve personal issues. And, like, also, like, me, sometimes when I get mad at, like, even my mom and my sister, when I'm mad at them, I think to myself, and I'm like, I feel bad. So, you know, talking through that, you know, kind of helps me not feel as bad. For, you know, yelling at them or whatever the case may be.
Okay. So, do you feel we got the communication? What do you think is the other thing that's causing the miscommunication between the young people and the adults, and children and their parents? What else is going on out there that is causing that gap, that's placing that tension out there? What else is going on that's on y'all's mind that we're not paying attention to, that you all feel that we're not paying attention to?
I definitely think a lot of kids, you know, teenagers, whatever, are so caught up in, like, worldly issues and, you know, worldly things. And, you know, parents might not understand why that is. Like, you know, kids, you know, want the newest phone, the newest shoes, the newest hairstyle, the newest this, the newest that. And some parents may be like, well, why do you need all that? And I feel like the reason why we think this is because, you know, we want to fit in. And, like, we talk about that a lot. But, you know, a lot of teenagers, not everybody wants to fit in. But a lot of people they really want to fit in, and they want to just be accepted. So, and a lot of parents don't see that, or they might think, you just want some friends. That's stupid. But, you know, like not having anyone want to be your friend or anyone want to talk to you, that can really have a really, really hard impact on you if nobody, you know, wants to be your friend or whatever. So, I think that parents, you know, and it's not all parents, you know, but it fails to see that that's why they just say, well, you don't need that new, you don't need that new shirt, or you don't need those new, because who are you trying to impress? But, you know, it's not necessarily about impressing people. It's just about, you know, being accepted.
I definitely agree with Ray, and I feel like parents, they don't realize, like, they know that, like, at one point they were our age, but they don't like to realize it and acknowledge that one point they were our age. They don't really, when they say stuff, they don't really logically think through it. But at one point they were our age, so they should understand, but they don't.
Wow.
And I think the reason, and when Krista says, you know, they were once our age and they should understand, and I think the reason why they don't understand is, you know, like I said, you know, worldly things and, you know, how much society has changed. I mean, of course, you know, some things were the same back then, but, you know, then social media comes into play. And social media comes into play, so, you know, you don't necessarily, parents might not understand that because they weren't teenagers when social media came out. So they might have social media, but they don't really understand the aspect of being a teenager and having social media and what teenagers see on social media and how they're affected by what they see. And you know, like things, social media telling you need to be built like this, you need to have hair like this, skin like this, whatever. Teens see that, and once you see that a couple times, you think, well, maybe I do need a body like this or whatever. And I don't think all adults understand that as much. That, you know, social media affects our thinking a lot.
Wow. Okay. And you're absolutely correct on that. I want you to think of something. We get ready to go across the top of the hour. Everybody, thanks for turning us on. It's Breaking Chains and Youth Talk. Our young people are breaking chains. We are definitely excited about this. Boy, powerful show. I want you to think about something. When we talk about our parents being young and going through things, a lot of our parents have went through things in their past that they try to forget about. They try not to bring to their children today because of some hurts and pains and issues and bumps and bruises that they had to overcome in their life that everyone has to overcome. Isaiah 43:18 tell us, do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. So sometimes we put a Band-Aid on things and try not to look back, and we never get rid of it from our inner being. So we get ready to come across the top of the hour. Young ladies, I want you to think about internal and external. What is it internally that needs to be corrected? And what is it externally that you see that needs to be changed? Think about that. We're going to go across the top of the hour. We'll be right back. It's Breaking Chains. You talk on YAT Radio. Y'all, we got to wake up. We got to open our eyes, y'all. It's time to break some chains. Let's go.
I think I'm ready to do this, man. Let us pray. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, because the Lord is with me. My heart goes out to this generation. Every mother, sister, brother, cousin, auntie, everyone that lost somebody to these wars that go on our block. Them boys rolled up on them with that sawed off. They hit him, now his body getting hauled off. Now the whole hood crying, we all lost. Trying to prove that we G's, but this is what it costs. A trail of mamas left with tears in their eyes. Another bloody body from a homicide. Have you ever seen a baby look in her eyes? When you tell her that her daddy dead and gonna die. And to the newspapers, he's another number. He's number 79 of a bloody summer. The way it's all designed is meant to take us under. But we can't see it though because we Stevie Wonder. We blind.
To be with stars.
and the gas people coming tomorrow. To feel that anger building, looking at your mom. You hurt because you too young to get a job. But your homie got a gun and he down to rob. Or you can flip a pack, it seem like problem solved. But that's gonna open up the door to bigger problems. You see, we just walking out our father's sin. Cause they ran and they didn't stand to be men. So in return we learn to be our brother's keeper. Our auntie, sister, cousins and our mother's keeper. But why you think the hood dog is called the trap? For the homies, can't believe that I'ma spend my years without the homie. Now I'm looking down on him like I'ma ride for your homie. Can't look at his mother cause she's so broken now. Everything over and we start smoking and we start drinking cause that's how we coping. Now we riding down they block with minivan doors open. Bruh, I know that lie. They fed you cause they fed me the same thing. That's why I'm here to testify.
To get the conversation started, Young Adults Talk presents Breaking Change, You Talk. Let's sit back and listen to our youth express how they feel about things going on in their lives and how they feel about the society they live in today. It's Breaking Change, You Talk, every Friday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YAT Radio. Sit back, relax, and let's enjoy the conversation being sponsored by Rotten Apple Productions. All right. Welcome back to the show. Thank you for turning us on. God bless you all. Stepping into the second hour of Breaking Chains Youth Talk. Pastor Rod, your co-host. Got my young ladies hanging out. Ray and Kristen Bell, thank you ladies for a powerful show. All right. I had asked you, that song there, I played that song for a purpose too. That song should touch every adult's heart out there because what our young people are going through today is totally different from what we went through back in the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s before a lot of them were born. Total different times. They're going through something, man, that is like, wow. So ladies, I asked you something about internally. I know that y'all got a schedule to keep today. So we're going to move on, and then we're going to open up the lines because we got some people standing by. A few of the pastors are hanging on. I want to talk to you and make some comments to you. Listen, I told you about internally and externally. When I asked you about internally, I wanted you to tell me what is it. I want to see two sides to this. I want to hear the negative, but then I want you to top it off with a positive. Internally, what is it on the inside of you that's causing you to rebel or to lie or to be just off the chains, off the charts? you know what I'm saying, just rebellious. Tell me that. What is it that is so powerful out there with young people today that's causing negativity internally? Go with it.
I think what's causing, you know, the teenagers to, you know, want to rebel, want to have fun, is because especially now, you know, we're so afraid of not being able to live our teenage years to the fullest because of COVID. You know, we just kind of, like, this is going to sound corny. I don't know how it's going to sound, but we just kind of, you know, want to have fun and live our teenage years to the fullest. So I think that's what's causing us to, you know, rebel and things like that. And I think, and then, like, kind of going along with that, the reason why, like, I might do something and not tell my mom is because I don't want her to be disappointed in me. Like, I'd rather get in trouble than my mom be disappointed in me, or my dad, too. So I think that's kind of why we do things and then hide them from our parents, because we don't want them to be disappointed or upset or things like that.
Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
I agree with Ray. I feel like, also, I want to say that things that make us rebel is also the mindset and the gap in the generations, because we personally, like I said, we don't get, you know, slapped in the mouth when we talk back. Well, most of us don't. We have a chance to develop our own mindset, and that's where the rebellion come in, but parents not understanding that is where the rebellion comes in.
And the gap spreads, because you got social media, you got the media, you got all this coming at you, and then there's no communication. You said that last hour, the lack of communication. Here's something you said just then. You do wrong, but you don't tell your mama because you don't want her to be upset. But don't you think doing wrong is going to cause her to be upset? But then here's something else, though. You know that you're doing wrong, so why do you just purposely do wrong when you know that you're doing wrong and you should be doing right?
I honestly, like, I could try to come up with a reason, but I honestly don't know. Like, I really don't. Like,
okay.
I feel like there's a reason, but I can't really think of it.
Really,
like, I mean,
okay.
You know, like I said, we you know, we're kind of scared that we won't be able to live our teenage years out to the fullest. I think that's the reason. And we kind of want to experience everything and do everything that there is to do. You know, we want to have fun. So I think that's, you know, kind of the reason behind it. Because, you know, and then also, you know, like, wanting to fit in with your friends. You might say, well, you know, kind of peer pressure. If all your friends, and it might not even be direct peer pressure. It might not be your friends pressuring you to do something. But, you know, when you see all your friends doing something and you're just the only odd one out and the only one sitting out to the side, you might want to do it and might want to join them. So I think, you know, if I could come up with reasons, those are the reasons. And then also, like, when you're in the moment and you're doing something, you're not really thinking about the consequences that are going to happen later on. Like, you don't really think about the consequences of your actions till, like, later. I think that's why we kind of rebel, because, one, we just want to have fun, we want to fit in, and then, like, you're not in the moment, you're not thinking about the consequences of your actions.
Okay, so, I understand what you're saying. So, you're saying that... I'm going to read this to you from 1 Kings 4:29, because it's strong, and it talks about Solomon, the wisest man in the Bible. It says, now God gave Solomon wisdom and very great discernment and breath of mind like the sand that is on the seashore. So that's a lot of sand on the seashore. So that means that you got plenty of discernment. You got a lot of wisdom. Don't you think that our young people today need to start using their wisdom and discernment, which is actually just knowing the difference, you know, that something is about to take place, you know it's wrong, and it's what you're saying. I know it's wrong, I'm going to do it anyway, but don't you think that it's time, when you know that you're doing wrong, and you know, because you can discern that, you know that it's wrong, so that means that you have wisdom. Don't you think that it's time for our young people to stop somewhat rebelling and start using the wise mindset that you have? Because what that does is makes your life better. You know what I'm saying? You still have to grow. You still have to build your life. Don't you think that you need to be building your character, your integrity, the aura that you give off, everything about yourself, your persona, everything about you that represents you. Because, you know, once you become older, you are always going to be your parents' children, but you got to represent your life as well. So don't you think that, you know, like, start praying, getting our minds right with Christ, getting something right so we'll understand the difference? Don't you think it's about time for that?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And then, you know, doing right in the first place will kind of avoid having to have conversations where your mom is saying, I don't want you doing this, because it will avoid you. Because, when you do the right thing, your parents are more likely to say, hey, you've been good. You can go out and hang out with your friends this weekend. Or, you know, you've done all your chores and you cleaned up and you did your homework. So, you know, you can do this, and you can go out, or you can hang out with these people. So I definitely think that, you know, we should start doing right, because when we do the right thing, it kind of eliminates those issues that we may have later on. And, of course, you know, there's always going to be, you know, an issue or a conflict between you and your mom or you and your dad. You know, it's never going to be, you know, all rainbows and sunshine. But, you know, doing right in the first place will avoid, you know, having to have an argument later.
Absolutely. I agree.
I agree with Ray. I feel like it's doing right in general, and I feel like it would never be a fence where you could pick a side between what you think on this certain you know, conversation. But I feel like doing right and you know, just all around, you should listen to your parents. If they're not telling you anything harmful, you should listen to your parents and think, hey, maybe they're telling me something that could better my life, you know, instead of just thinking that they're all against you. So I think that could better the energy around you and make you all around and your parents a happier person.
Hey, that's good. That's good. You know, from doing counseling in Atlanta, you know, I had to work with a lot of different families. And one thing that you're saying right now, and what one thing that stands out the most is the same thing that I was seeing. There's a lack of communication, and we are all trying to force our and I'm gonna speak for adults. A lot of adults are trying to force our teenage life that we didn't get to live out because we had to do certain things, force it out on you to live a certain way. And I think that a lack of communication is causing that gap right now, and it's changing your mindset towards adults, thinking that adults are just, we just hard noses, you know what I'm saying? We're going to always be, and that's not the truth. So, you know what I'm saying? I definitely want that gap to be closed as much as possible, and I thank God for this opportunity to have these conversations. So if y'all don't mind, if we could take a few minutes and open up the phone lines and let some of these adults talk to you, because I know that y'all are on a time schedule today, and I want to mention that again to our listening audience. Our ladies got an appointment. And listen, so all of my adults, everybody's just standing by. Let's be courteous of our young lady's schedule today. So take a few minutes and make your comments. So let's open up the phone lines. First one I want to open up to, we didn't get a chance to really talk to her last week. She's standing by. Want to say God bless you. Good afternoon, Pastor Zena. You are on the line with Youth Talk and Breaking Chains.
Good afternoon. Hi.
Hey, Pastor Zena.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hello. This has been a pretty interesting session. And I like that the answers that the young ladies gave. I was listening. I came in, I think, about 15, 20 minutes ago. I like that how is a child supposed to tell the parent what to do or how to raise them? And I like the answers that they gave, you know, that there needs to be more communication, which I definitely agree with that, because when I was coming up, it wasn't too much communication with my parents and us as children. A lot of times, us as a, and I'm going to say it like that, we as a black community, we tend to tell our children, be quiet, shut up, you know. Mm. And you tell them that from the time that they're little, and we wonder why, and not trying to make it a racial thing, but we wonder why white children talk better than at 1 year old, better than our 1 year old, because we always tell our children to shut up. And we start shutting them down before they even grow up to teen. Mm. And so, yes, we should, as parents, listen to children. And I learned that for myself by my mother and I didn't really have communication as me coming up as a teenager. And so I learned to communicate with my children coming up, because I said I want to have a different relationship with them than I had with my mother. And so it's so important to have a relationship with your children coming up, because you never know when kids get in their room and they shut the doors, you don't know what they're doing on the computer. You don't know what type of friends that they actually hanging around once they leave home, or say they're going over one friend's house and end up over another friend's house. And so therefore, it needs to be communication, because if there's no communication, danger is lurking there. And danger is lurking there because you can start meeting boys at a friend's houses. It goes a long way when there's no communication in a relationship or with the parents and the children. It goes a long way. It can even lead to suicide. It's just so many levels that it could go to. And so when it's nothing more beautiful to see a mother and daughter, or a mother, daughter, son, and father relationship, and where those kids feel safe about, I can talk to my mom about anything and she's understandable. I don't want my kids to be my children, they're grown, but I never wanted them to be afraid to talk to me about anything. I wanted them to feel free about talking to me about whatever was on their mind. I wanted them to feel free to talk to me, because I feel like if you don't share with me, you're going to share with somebody. And that somebody that you share with, it might not be the right person to share it with. And I want my kids to know that whatever they tell me, they can confide in mom. You can confide in me. I won't judge you for it. You know, I won't judge you for it, because I was young too. I made foolish mistakes. And I had to apologize to my children for the mistakes that I made and the failures and the faults that I made raising them. I apologize to them for that, because no parent is perfect. And so it's good to let your children know that, hey, I'm sorry, I failed in that area. I failed in that area. I'm sorry I didn't communicate with you better in the talk that we had. I didn't understand. I told you to shut up when I should have listened. That's the last thing I want to do, is tell my child to shut up and then they go commit a crime or commit suicide or something. And therefore, I never got a chance to say anything because I said shut up.
Amen.
And so it's good to have a relationship with your parents, and then don't feel like that they are being too hard on you. Sometimes parents get where, hey, I don't want you to make the same mistakes I made. I don't want you. I recognize the friend that you got. I don't like that friend you have, because I done had a friend like that. See, life is a cycle. Life is a cycle. And so the type of friends we had when we was coming up, we had good friends, we had bad friends, we had deceiving friends, we had, you know, different kind of friends. Okay, so our kids, we can expect them to have the same kind of so-called friends or best friends or whatever in their life. And yes, we could pick up on those things because we've been there and we've done that. And so and sometimes some parents tend to let that child, after telling them so many times, okay, they'll have to find out for themselves, you know. And that's the hardest thing on the child, when you find out for yourself. That's when you really get hurt.
Yeah.
And so communication is good. It is real good. And that about whatever you're teaching your children, they will remember. They will remember. Whatever you, if you have a hole in your floor in the house and you walk around that hole, those kids going to walk around that same hole. Whatever kind of talk you talk, they're going to talk. Whatever cursing you do, they're going to curse. If you praise the Lord, they're going to praise the Lord. If you raise them to know the Lord, they're going to be raised to know the Lord. And so we as parents, we have to be careful what we say and what we do. Well, I can't say do what I say, don't do what I do. No, that's wrong as a parent. I can't tell you to do what I say, but don't do what I do. Okay, so because most children end up doing what their parents do. It's a repeated from one generation. Sometimes in some families, it goes from one generation to the next generation. And so we have to be careful what we do and say to our kids and how we talk to them or what we do in front of them. You know, we have to be careful of the life that we live in front of our children. Because see,
We got to get ready to shorten it. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but we got to get ready to shorten it. We got other callers, and they got to get off. The ladies got to go in a few minutes, so that's why I was saying that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Pastor Zena. Ladies, you want to say anything to Pastor Zena?
Oh, yeah, I want to say, what you said, I really agree with that because, you know, especially the part where you were saying you have to watch what you say to kids because of how teens think, we could be, you know, really impressionable. And then, you know, I don't do it as much anymore, but I take a lot of stuff to heart. And so, you know, I definitely think that's why you need to watch what you say to your teenagers.
I think you should watch what you say to your teenagers because it can affect them, and like the more you say stuff to them, it can make them feel like their worth is not as much, and it can give them issues with you, and it can overall affect their mental health. That's why you should watch what you say to young, especially children, because they're more impressionable, and they observe things fast.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you, Pastor Zena, for that. Thank you, ladies. Stand by. I got a couple more callers. I know y'all got a schedule. We're going to try to stick to your schedule. I'm not going to try to go over it. So stand by. I want to bring on Reverend Melvin Adams. Reverend Adams, we on the time schedule, sir, so don't make it short. Hate to say it like that, but I'm losing my time. So go ahead, sir. God bless you. Good afternoon. Glad to hear your voice. Glad to see you here. We're still praying for you, sir. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. My surgery and my healing is coming along great, but we're going to make it quick. I want to, right quick, I want to give you young ladies something. There's a thing what we call a rule of thumb. That means this is the way it is. It's not going to change. To simplify that, can anybody tell me, if you can't see it right quick, the law of gravity? Do anybody know?
What goes up always comes down.
There you go. Is that going to change?
No.
No. And as long as you're a child, is that going to change?
No.
No. As long as parents are parents, is that going to change?
Nope.
No. So don't, with all this rebellion, let mom and dad be mom and dad. You be the child and enjoy that while you are the child, because that day going to come where you ain't going to be no child no more. Now, I'm going to give you a scenario. I love grape jelly. I love grape pop. I love grape jam. If it's grape, I love it. Now, a project my daughter and I are doing, she's grown. But you know what? It's so much fun. We think about what ingredient are we going to go to the store and buy it so we can fix this grape cake. I have no idea what to do. But it's fun just thinking about it. I'm going to be with my child and my son-in-law. And we're going to figure this thing out. It's fun. Think about something that you can do at home with your mom and your dad. So what are we doing? The first word y'all gave me when I came in here with you guys was what? The gap. I never forget it. Forgotten it. But we want to bridge that gap. Come up with a project for you, your mom, and dad to do. And when you just thinking about this project, I know my dad's going to love this. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. Before you even go to the store, even if it's Home Depot, whatever it is, it's just exciting thinking about it. Look how you bridge that gap. Look how you kill rebellion. Thank you for letting me share that. Pastor, I'm going to have to go in a way. I'm glad to talk with you guys, but I'm going to have to leave the air.
Okay, God bless you, sir. Thank you. Ladies, you want to make a response to that?
Yeah, I wanted to say, when you said, you know, things don't change, I definitely agree with that because, you know, some things don't change, but, you know, and everything doesn't, you know, have to exactly change, but, you know, sometimes you can change the relationships you have between your child or your parents to make them better.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Melvin. Thank you, sir. Go ahead and do what you got to do. We'll talk to you later. God bless you, sir.
Good night, Doc. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right. God bless. All right, ladies, got one more caller standing by. Pastor Kemp, God bless you, sir. Welcome to the show. The ladies are listening to you.
Well, I would like to say good evening to our young ladies, our beautiful African queens. Good evening to you guys. I listened to you guys explain. I heard one part you were talking about how the peer pressure. When I grew up, we didn't have, like you say, the mass media, which, you know, you have YouTube, you have your Google, you have your Facebook, you have all these Instagram, all sorts of, and then television. When I grew up, you didn't have ladies half naked on television or anything like that. So it's totally different, but it's on a different magnitude. It's when you vaguely could see somebody kiss until people are half naked on television. So times have changed. This is a different genre. And so there is different steps. But I would like to tell you to keep a good foundation with your parents. Learn to agree to disagree. And I would tell parents to learn to agree to disagree. All the time, parents are not right. Okay, and all the time, the children are not right. But you shouldn't carry any animosity because your parents disagree with you. I heard Reverend Melvin, as he spoke, and what he was saying was the average thing you go through, your parents went through. I know y'all heard you said about how you dress and the clothes that you wear. Well, sometimes you have to take your time and think about, can my parents afford Jordan, or can my Duna and Burke, can my parents afford to get me that, because all these other girls are having these purses. Well, your parents may not be able to do it. I don't know about you guys. I started working at 14. Super athlete. I could play basketball. Could have made the team. Could have been the star on the baseball team. Was for a while. Track team, too, could have been the star. But I wanted to dress a certain way. So I went and got a job. $1 an hour. Washing dishes. But that's what I wanted, and I understood that my parents couldn't afford to, with six kids, couldn't afford to do it for me. But sometimes they just can't do it. But the parents are going to have to, and you guys are going to have to let your parents, give them reason to trust you, and give them reason. And I'm going to say this. I heard us discussing, and I heard Sister Gina. Kids are not going to tell you everything. Your daughter is not going to come to you 15 years old and tell you she want to have sex. And because she's talking to me, she's hearing other young girls saying it around school, and curiosity kill the cat, somebody going to want to try. Everybody won't do that, but some will try. Either they're going to want to, somebody got weed in the bathroom, or they're going to be at somebody party drinking. And your parents may tell you don't do it because they've seen what happened with date rape. They're seeing different things, so they're going to try to tell you not to do it. Sometimes, a lot of time it's good. See, with age come a little wisdom. And if your parents really love you, they're not going to lead you astray. So, I mean, I want you guys to learn to be independent ladies. Try to understand where your parents coming from, and your parents need to understand where you're coming from. Understand that we went through what you went through, but maybe it was at a different time and a different, and like with the media, it's different now. But most of the things are about the same thing, about the clothing. If you were fat, you were called fat. Back during the time, if you were dark-skinned, that was considered ugly because of the media had it. You had to look white to be beautiful. It was only a white person could be Miss America, and the beauty panel was won by white girl, blonde hair and blue eyes. So we suffered a lot during that time, and everything dark skin was made to us to be ugly. So we suffered that too. So it's a lot of things, stereotypical things that go down, and we go forward with that. We tend to want to be ghetto fabulous, and it's not good. We want to be, not all of us, but some people want to hang out with the thuggies, the bad boys of the group, and that's nothing but trouble. They're going to have their weed. They're going to be doing what they do, you know. But I just would say with my kids, I learned I had to trust them for a bit. Now, my kids came out good with me trusting them for a bit, but I trust my grandkids. I had a problem with one, and don't get me wrong. He grew up in church, and he was a 3.7 scholarships in football, big guy. Ended up going to prison, out of high school. He graduated. Right after he graduated, he stopped hanging with the football players and start hanging with little gangsters. Next thing you know, when he would leave, because he was staying with me, when he would leave and go stay with his dad gave him more freedom. And he went out and he started hanging with the wrong group. And he started getting in so much trouble, I had to let him go and let him experience. Now he's doing very well because he was a junior usher in church. I mean, big boy. I mean, he is huge, big guy. And and he could take care of himself very well, but he had to experience certain things because he did not listen. And sometimes the parent is telling you things and things like that. Everybody say that to your friend and talk behind your back because you're not wearing this, you don't have that. They're not your friend. If they were your friend, they wouldn't do it. You know, a lot of times I got in some trouble one time myself as an adult. I listening at a friend. When I wanted to leave, I didn't leave. I ended up getting charged for a murder of a white police and didn't do nothing with it. When I wanted to leave, when I seen something was going to happen, I was there to leave. My friend saying, let's see what's going to happen. And when it happened, the guy threw the gun down, and the gun was in a building that I hid in because the police was a shootout. I didn't have a gun, didn't shoot a gun, but guess what? I was the one with the million-dollar bond. But if I would have did what my parents say, follow your first mind, and would have left. And at the boot of it, I just came out of the Air Force. Out the military. And it happened. So, you know, listen at your parents, but your parents should have some trust in you. But can I tell y'all something? I pray y'all take this. Trust is not given, it's earned. From at a young age, let your parents know that they could trust in you, and they'll give you a lot of freedom. But if you're always breaking regulations and things that they have for you, then they won't trust you. God bless you. I love you guys. You are beautiful African princesses, and I know that you're going to do very well with your secular education and be very successful the way you talk. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Ladies, anything you want to say to Pastor Kim?
I wanted to say, you know, thank you for saying that you know, sometimes we have to disagree because, you know, me, I am a person who I always think I'm right. You know, it's hard to admit that, but I do. And my mom, she's also one of those people. And sometimes we're both wrong.
So, you know, I think we should, you know, learn to agree to disagree with each other. And also, when you said trust is not respect, it's earned, I agree with that because, you know, you should give your parents a reason to trust you. But, you know, your parents shouldn't necessarily not trust you for no reason. Like, if you don't do anything, then they shouldn't not trust you because you're not doing good things. Like, if you're not doing bad things or you're not doing good things either, they should not trust you because you're not doing anything wrong. But, you know,
right.
They should expect you if you are doing good things.
I agree.
And then, you know, kind of wrapping it up, because I have something to do, so I need to, you know.
Yeah, we know.
End early. I need to end kind of early, wrapping it up, kind of giving my final remarks. I want to say, you know, communicate with your child, and children communicate with your parents, and, you know, tell them the reason why you want to do this or the reason why it's wrong or the reason why it's bad. And I'm going to get Kristen to give her final remarks. I definitely agree with Ray, and I feel like the main thing to take away is communicate with your children no matter how hard it is. Always communicate with your children because, you know, if you don't, it affects y'all's relationship. So that's all I have.
That's good. That's okay. Good. That's good, ladies.
Oh, I was just saying that was all for our final remarks.
Okay. Well, know that y'all got to go. If y'all don't mind, I would like to ask Pastor Zena, if you don't mind, can you pray over us this evening as we get ready to get out of here?
Oh, yes. And Father God, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for bringing us together, Lord God, on this phone. Lord God, we pray for our young people. We pray for these young ladies, Lord God, that you will continue to touch their hearts, Father. We pray that you meet God them, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you keep your hand upon them, Lord God. Continue to mold them and hold them and fashion them, Lord God, and direct their every step, Lord God. And, Father, we pray, Lord God, that they will have ears to hear you and that they will walk in it, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that they will obey their parents and that they will not tend to the spirit of rebellion, Lord God, that they will do what their parents ask them to do. Father, we pray, Lord God, that they have friends, Lord God, to encourage them and they encourage their friends, Father. And so, Lord God, we just thank you for this ministry. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing each and every one of us through this ministry. And, Lord God, we pray to look for more. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you for all that you do and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you. All right, ladies, we thank you for being a part and coming on Breaking Chains with U-Talk. We will see you next Friday. Enjoy your week. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Thank you, Pastor Zena, Pastor Kim, Reverend Melvin. Y'all have yourself a blessed evening. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, teen, wherever you are, take a pause and come and pray with us in the spirit. We're praying tomorrow morning at 10:15. We'll see you back here 5 p.m. Sunday for Raising the Sound right here on YAT Radio. God bless you. Peace.
What's happening, homeboy? Yeah. I see you, standing there struggling with it, right? Everybody struggle with it, but we don't like talking about it. Well, I'ma talk about it.
Like players that's been injured. Far from it, I've been hurt, I've been even knocked off my feet. But I'm in it, my thing, he say, she say, I repeat it like a replay. I was chasing their approval like a runner in a relay. I was believing that if I got it, no doubt it'd be all good. But even if I got it, somehow it would fall through. I tried to keep standing, living by a weak standard. But even Jesus would see me based on my weak merits. Lies from the pen, lies I won't forget. Lies that ruin lives and keep you blind to who you is. Saved by grace, through faith for Jesus' sake. So what you have count as losses, we press the seal.
I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to give these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind, I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to give these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind.
See every Christian on the track, it's on the track, it's like a skull. Are we racing, never pacing, are we running towards the goal? Upward, upward,
calling,
fulling,
knowledge,
nothing hollow like the lotto. Rewards from God the Father, where we should be. No matter what they say or even throw it up, keep rolling up and pressing in and showing folks you rest in Him. See, when it's all said and done, I wanna be true to Christ. I wanna see through the proof and know it's true to life. So look to Him, give up everything to make it to Him. We're knowing fully, becoming holy as you pursue Him. For all my saints who know they saved, but know there's more to gain. Keep pressing to the end when we will see Him face to face.
I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to give these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to give these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time.
I want to hear, homeboy. You don't got my... I see you standing there messing with it, but Philippians 3 for me, baby. I'm pressing in. I'm working to see the Father. Let's look like Him. Come on.
Thank you for logging on. You've been listening to Breaking Chains, and You Talk. Heard every Friday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YAT Radio. Sit back and listen to our youth express how they feel about things going on in their lives and the society that they live in. It's Breaking Chains in Youth Talk every Friday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YAT Radio. Log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Shoot us an email at webreakingchains@gmail.com or call in and get involved in the conversation, 858-357-9137. It's Breaking Chains and You Talk on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence. Being sponsored by Rotten Apple Productions. Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.